A fun little road towards inventing new things. It is not easy to figure out if you are an inventor or not, and it is all too easy to judge ourselves by lack of ideas. Personally, I believe that we are all inventors, but I know a lot of people have their curiosities elsewhere. 3D printing is my favorite example. It is an amazing tool, and it is not too hard to learn. And 3D modeling is not as intimidating as it sounds. While inventing does not always have to end in sales, even something as simple as Loki's horns may bring in $300,000. Making a little bit of money along the way can be a neat motivational force and fun reward. There are 3D printers that have a conveyor belt instead of a platter, so as long as they are fed filament, they will just keep on printing day and night. I often mention 3D printing because it is a powerful example of self-education, creativity, and invention. But there are many other areas that are worth exploring. Some can still produce physical objects. For example, ordering cut sheet metal from a local company can result in sheet metal survival kits or fishing kits. Using a drawing robot with a brush and canvas can create very interesting little paintings. But physical products can be trouble and can cause worry. Now, there are some exceptions, such as printing on demand, which applies to both books and 3D printed objects and jewelry, and they hint on simplest approach to inventing new things, and that is dealing with digital media, digital files, even if just images that you take with a camera. For example, selling photos of wood grains to graphic designers in search of textures can become quite an adventure. You would need to search for beautiful textures and just take photos and share and or sell. There may not be a lot of money in digital sales, but it is a fantastic stepping stone towards becoming an inventor. Making just a few dollars with a unique idea can be all you need to launch you on a path towards becoming a world-class inventor. Beyond photography, to continue the example above, you will find programming, which is not that hard to learn. More specifically, automatically generating interesting backgrounds, or generative art as it is called. This is just one of many interesting ways to get started with programming and graphic programming. As you can imagine, you don't have to generate 2D graphics. You can take your knowledge of graphic programming right back to 3D printing and automatically generate 3D art. So what begins as selling some photos and abstract art can take you to an entirely unexplored area. Abstract 3D sculptures that never repeat. The path towards invention is about creating something, and with flexible tools that won't hold you back. 3D modeling, drawing robots, digital photography, and programming are all examples of flexible tools that can get you started. And you don't have to start with an invention. You just need to start by creating anything, for sale, for display, or just for fun. Invention is found in the act of improving your favorite creations, of dreaming up ways to make them more useful or better. So as long as you are creating, you will never get stuck inventing.